Today is August 10th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Startup Operator. In the next 8 to 9 minutes, we'll cover Kimi K3's dent in Anthropic's valuation, a security incident where closed model guardrails blocked forensic investigators mid-breach, and the cost math on when to self-host versus buy Frontier API access. Here's the number that should stop you mid-coffee. A security team at Hugging Face got compromised over a single weekend. An autonomous agent logged over 17,000 actions, escalated privileges, and harvested credentials. When the defenders tried to use Claude and GPT class models to run forensic log analysis, both refused. The guardrails couldn't tell the difference between a defender inspecting logs and an attacker doing the exact same thing. So the team fell back to a self-hosted open-weight model, GLM, to actually finish the investigation. That's not a hypothetical build versus buy slide anymore. That's a live outage where the safety layer you're renting became the blocker. Let's talk numbers, because they're actually workable. A standing single A 180 gigabytes for 70 billion parameter class inference runs around $1,800 to $2,200 a month reserved. Break even against per token API pricing hits around 2 to 3 million tokens a month of sustained forensic workload. If you're running occasional security work, under 10 incidents a quarter, keep an on-demand open-weight fallback through Together.ai or Fireworks. If you're running continuous red team or Pentest automation, self-host, that's the whole decision tree. Write it down as policy today, before your next incident forces the question at 2 in the morning. And there's a second data point worth knowing. Self-hosting something at Kimi K3's scale, 2.8 trillion parameters, costs an estimated $3 to $5 million in infrastructure today. That's projected to drop to roughly $500,000 within a year and $50,000 within 2 years. Directional, not a procurement quote, but the curve tells you the same thing GPU pricing has told builders for 2 years running. Don't overcommit to today's infrastructure economics on a multi-year contract. Now, the market context around this. Moonshot AI's open-weight Kimi K3 reportedly triggered a 13% single-day drop in Anthropic's secondary market valuation. That's real money moving, because open-weight capability is closing the gap on closed frontier models, fast. But here's the twist. Anthropic's revenue didn't blink. David Sachs reported Anthropic's annual recurring revenue grew from $10 billion at the start of 2025 to an $80 billion-plus run rate by this August, with internal forecasts revised up to $110 to $120 billion by year-end. Translation for your vendor negotiations. Frontier Labs can still charge a premium where the capability gap is real, but that premium is eroding fast on anything commodity. If your workload doesn't need frontier-tier reasoning, you have real leverage right now to renegotiate down or route to cheaper models. Which brings me to the actual build pattern worth copying this week, model arbitrage. Production harnesses are routing tasks across a cheap, fast tier, like Gemini Flash, a mid-complexity tier, like GPT-4 class models, and heavier frontier models only, where quality materially changes the outcome. Domain-specialized models get reserved for domain work. Think Gemini for video rendering, specialized life sciences models for genomics. If you're still sending every request to your most expensive model by default, that's your first refactor this sprint. It's not complicated engineering. It's a routing table and a cost dashboard. More importantly, vibe coding is quietly killing no-code spend, and you should test this before renewing anything. Two operators on the All In podcast reported building internal portfolio management tooling with AI coding agents in about a month, work that would have cost roughly $250,000 in software licensing, plus $1 million in integration over 2 to 3 years through traditional platforms like Retool or Airtable. That's not a rounding error. Before you renew any no-code contract, run a 1 to 2 week vibe coding spike against the same requirements and see what breaks. Airtable itself just sold to Bending Spoons for $1.28 billion, down about 90% from its $11.7 billion peak in 2021. AI coding agents cannibalizing no-code platforms isn't a prediction anymore, it's a valuation event that already happened. Let's talk about the efficient frontier for a second, Because there's a pricing chart worth understanding even if you never see it directly. Think of a two-axis plot. Cost per token on one side, capability or latency on the other. Right now, Meta's Muse code is sitting at an aggressive point on that curve. A promotional contributor tier, priced at 10 cents per million tokens input, about 12 times cheaper than its own standard tier. That's not a durable rate, treated as capacity limited and revocable, but it tells you where the frontier is being pushed downward on price. Meanwhile, OpenAI cut its Luna model pricing 80% in direct response to Kimi's release and made GPT 5.6 Luna free with unlimited text conversations for an estimated 1 billion users. The efficient frontier is moving down and to the right, more capability, same or lower cost, almost every quarter now. If your product's cost model still assumes last quarter's pricing, you're leaving margin on the table. One more implementation note before we wrap. If you're building anything with embodied or manipulation data, budget human demonstration data collection, camera rigs, force sensors, labeling QA as a first-class recurring line item, not an afterthought. That's a real cost center now, not R&D fluff. And on measurement, watch out for vanity metrics. One operator described companies claiming 100 agents built as a KPI, where deeper inspection showed 80 still on the drawing board, 10 non-functional, and only one or two actually delivering measurable profit and loss impact. Replace agent count metrics with cost saved and cycle time metrics before you report AI progress upward. That's the difference between a demo and a system. So here's your sprint goal for the week. Write down your model selection policy per task category, which requests go to a cheap fast model, which go to frontier, and what your fallback is if a closed API refuses a legitimate forensic or security task. Pair that with one routing table refactor to cut your default frontier model spend, and run one vibe coding spike against your next no-code renewal before you sign anything. Ship the policy doc, ship the routing change, and get a real cost number out of the spike. That's three concrete artifacts, not three ideas. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.